USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Six leading Democratic presidential candidates are preparing for tonight's debate in Las Vegas. It will be the first time former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg joins his rivals, even though he's not eligible to win Saturday's Nevada caucuses. Recent polls show Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders with a double-digit lead and Bloomberg surging. Former Illinois Governor Democrat Rod Blagojevich is one happy man after President Trump commuted his prison sentence.
We want to express our most profound and everlasting gratitude to President Trump. How do you properly thank someone who's given you back the freedom that was stolen from you?
2 days after a horrific crash in the Daytona 500, NASCAR driver Ryan Newman is no longer hospitalized. His team posted a photo of him walking out of a Daytona Beach hospital holding the hands of his two young daughters. The crash happened on the last lap of the race on Monday, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The Major League Baseball Commissioner has made an apology, as USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
I'd like to present Jim Crane with the first ever Commissioner's Trophy for the Astros.
Commissioner Robert Manfred's reference to the World Series trophy as being just a piece of metal came as he was saying a few days ago that he did not intend to strip the Houston Astros of their 2017 World Series title despite their sign-stealing scandal. Now he says,
there is no greater pleasure in this job than awarding that trophy. I understand what it means, and again, it was a mistake to say what I said.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is paying a visit to Saudi Arabia. Pompeo arrived in the country and is said to be discussing the threats that face us in the world, including Iran. Pompeo is expected to depart Saudi Arabia for Oman Friday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
First Lady Melania Trump is being honored with a Woman of Distinction Award in Florida for her work with children. She accepted the award from the Palm Beach Atlantic University and highlighted her Be Best program.
When we teach our children to cherish our values and care for each other, they are better prepared to carry on America's legacy of compassion, service, and patriotism.
Going a little bit more in depth on the coronavirus, Republican Senator from Arkansas, Tom Cotton, stands by his earlier suggestion that the deadly coronavirus may have originated in a high-security biochemical lab in Wuhan, China. Cotton tells Fox News, we need to be open to the possibilities of exploring all the origins of the outbreak that has sickened more than 75,000 people around the world.
Well, I'm suggesting that we need to be open to all possibilities, and we need to demand that China open up and be transparent so a team of international experts can figure out exactly where this virus originated. We know it didn't originate in the Wuhan food market based on the study of Chinese scientists published in The Lancet, a respected international science journal. Now, I'm not saying where it started. I don't know. One reason we don't know is because the Chinese Communist Party won't open up to international experts. That's what they need to do so we can get to the bottom of where this virus originated and hopefully get an effective diagnostic test and vaccine for it.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.